What did you make of what the new business secretary, Sajid Javid, said today, that a strike affecting essential public services will need the backing of 40% of eligible union members?
Well, look, we've got 60% turnout. We've beaten his 40%. But the fact of the matter is this, he's got a brass neck, hasn't he? There he is on 36% of people who bothered voting. I mean, you count the millions of people who didn't bother voting, you're probably talking about a government that's commanding about 29% of the people who are allowed to vote in this country. So it's obviously he wants one rule for them and one rule for everybody else. If this was about participation, they would allow workplace ballots, they would allow internet voting, they would allow all those things that they wanted participation. What this is about is trying to emasculate the trade union movement so we can't defend our members by withdrawing our labour. And to be honest, if that's the way they want to go, we've got a proud history in this country of breaking anti-trade union legislation when it's unjust, dating right back to the Tall Poddle murders. And as far as I'm concerned, and this is a personal opinion, if they bring in laws that prevent us going on strike, my personal opinion is it's time to take on those laws again and break the law.
Just down tools.
Yeah. That's my personal opinion, by the way. That's not representing the RNT's
views. I know, yeah. What about passengers? I mean, you know, you lost a lot of support. I know you had some support as well. I don't doubt that for a second. But, you know, particularly in big cities like London and other of the big cities, people want to be able to get around and get in and get out quickly.
Well, absolutely. And I understand that. And as I've said, we're open for talks at any time. We're either open for talks with Network Rail across the table, or we're willing to go to ACAS. They speak about what they want to do, but, you know, they've got to come back with a better offer. It's quite simple. Our members are not prepared to sit there. And, you know, all is guaranteed for the next 4 years is £500 non-consolidated. So that doesn't go into their rate of pay, doesn't go into their pensions, doesn't go into their sick pay or holiday pay. It's just not good enough.